Why are tax cuts so hard? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. America is so divided, we can't even agree on whether what the Senate just passed is a big, beautiful middle-class tax cut or not. Because for starters, we can't agree on what's middle class. If you define middle class as $30,000 to $50,000, it doesn't look like much of a tax cut at all because half of those taxpayers would get less than $500. And if you're looking for the big, beautiful middle-class tax cut the president promised, you need to be making around $400,000. Those folks get back an average of $10,000. However, a lot of people wonder why anybody making over $400,000 needs a tax cut at all, given that this is all coming from borrowed money. Bringing us to the other big argument, the debt. And the weird thing there is that Republicans, who once upon a time shut down the government to protest the debt, don't seem to care about it now, and instead the debt warnings are coming from Democrats who used to have no problem borrowing money, especially to boost a struggling economy. And that's the other thing. We can't even agree on whether the economy is struggling. The same president who says high corporate taxes are killing the economy also congratulates himself every time the Dow sets a new record without a tax cut. This is nuts! So how about next time we just give every taxpayer a $2,000 voucher which can only be used to buy something made in America. We all feel good, money stays here, problem solved. Provided we can actually find $2,000 worth of stuff made in America. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.